I could describe the energy, the atmosphere, the reuniting of the London Beak. It is amazing. It is a coming home, you see. The first time ever in the flesh, these souls have been here all together unified, back completely in memory. It is an incredible, incredible feeling. Back in service, available in service. No distractions, back on course, completing now what they came for long ago. Very swiftly then, the London Beak will travel in a very precise way, which I've been shown, to somewhere near New York, where we'll gather the 957 plus 12 plus 2. The 957 are already born in physical state. The 12 will be new souls come in within the conclave, untarnished, pure, no burden, no heaviness, no weight for them to release, none carried, simply light, memory, pure, like angels born upon the planet. Thus begins the second stage of the conclave process, for the London Beak now plays the function of midwife, having been through the conclave process, the accelerated awakening. They now do offer all their knowing in service to the second wave, support them, see, make easier their own awakening, their conclave. The map or blueprint for the New York Waves conclave is very similar to that of the London Beak. Nothing changes, only quickens ever so slightly. It is easier, for now there are some humans on the planet who do know it inside their cells. In their bodies, they have done it. Now they pass it on, give it away to New York Wave. The difference now is that within the meeting, no longer are there two rings around the table as in London Beak. This time there are five. For the New York Wave is four waves within a wave, and the London Beak will ring around them to hold the space. All else within the New York conclave remains the same, the maps unchanged. At the end of the New York conclave, there are 969 souls incarnate on the planet of the New York wave, completely united within their task, all resources pooled, all energies shared, one vision. Now we have two waves awake upon the planet, the first two, the most critical. Like an operation, high risk, high tech, once two waves are awake, we have it anchored. The dove is in place. Four, the first wave of the ascension dove is the beak, the navigation from the front. The second wave of the ascension dove is the anchors of the bird, the template, the blueprint, the whole framework. All the other waves are simple, they simply layer in. There will be tender obstacles from here on in to overcome, and yet they can be handled with much ease compared to, relative to, the effort of bringing in the first two waves. For the first two waves are the union of two parts, the yin, the yang, the sun, the moon, the dark, the light. Not that one is darkness, one is light, they are the balance. They are the polar anchors. They are the whole holograph, you see. Two waves are whole. and so are all waves. Once New York's conclave is completed, London Beak returns to London, where it does settle into Caravan. I will explain. Simultaneously, New York Wave, in its own fashion, very temporarily divides into four waves. These four waves do travel, then, in physical sense, to four locations, where they proceed to midwife the next four waves, which are, in fact, more waves within that wave. This becomes, if you imagine, like a family tree. Energy comes down into the beak, the 48, reawakens their memory back into light. They pass that down, they midwife next, the New York wave, back into their enlightened state. The New York wave then divides, though temporarily, into four. These four will then seed next waves, just like when the bird flew in, and so on and so forth. The conclave process will continue till all waves have reunited on the planet, all souls back together into memory. Memory embodied in their beings, not simply in their brains, you see. For beings come the mind again. Beings are mind. I've been shown precisely what the London Beak's caravan is, and two details of New York waves. The purpose of the caravan is to wash the planet with a calm, a light, an understanding, for as these changes do begin, the first, most visible one will be the broadcast of the London Beak's last 2 days of its own conclave, in which you'll see the transformation from the human form back into grace. You'll watch as people lose their functions which had held them in the limited space. Some may endeavor in their minds to deny this. Others will know that this is true, will have no question to its validity, will see it, taste it, touch it, feel it. Largely, this is possible because they will be tuned in again to higher vibrations, higher memory, meaning communication will no longer need be by the physical form, will begin to speak again through other means. Communicate through energy across dimensions. We will speak again through energy and not through words. And thus begins the flow again, the dance, the movement, the emotion, of light, of memory, of energy. Communication is movement of energy. It is motion. It is light in motion. And so to simplify, the London Beak, the 48 plus 2, will reconvene. They will gather. They will experience the conclave process, which will carry them to the enlightened state. They will then gift this through midwifing the New York wave. Once this is complete, they will return to London Place, where they'll begin the preparations for their own unique caravan. The New York wave will travel then in four directions to seed the process of conclaves. Once they're complete, they will return to New York town, though not precisely, somewhere near, it always is, not in center proper, in the woods, the countryside, somewhere in the heart of nature. The conclave process will continue till all the waves are reawakened. Simultaneously to this, the caravan process is in place. The London Beaks caravan is this. There are three aspects within the whole. It is like a tour on many levels. Some is physical, most energetic. You will encounter these fair beings as they travel, and yet their travel is mostly in the mind as energy, for this is where their work is most. Reconnecting, as if rewiring others' minds back into source. Like electricians, they do the wiring. Quickest route back into source. Rewire the mind back into source. Their caravan, it will too travel. It is like this. The first stage is what might be called the performers, though they are much more than this, for they do emanate an energy through their music, through their dance, an energy which catalyzes, unlocks, awakens memory inside the others who do watch, experience them. The second aspect of their caravan, somewhat like three waves within a wave of energy, are, there is no language to explain this. Closest word is workshop leader. These people within the London Beak will gather, meet with clusters small and large. Those people who did experience receive the energy transmitted through the performers, those who vehicled, let pass through them energy to be received by other people, not yet awake, but soon awakening. For these other people will know to come to the performance, for they are soon awakening to their caravan. These workshop leaders, so to speak, will simply anchor and support the others who have heard the voice, felt the wave, the energy that did come through the entertainers. All these words are superficial, very shallow. The workshop leaders simply help these other people to further anchor in themselves, in their own bellies, understanding of what did happen when they felt the energy in their bodies. Simplify. The first wave of the London Beaks caravan are individuals who emanate through themselves as vehicles energy into others who are recipients, energy which unlocks and uncodes memory in those who receive it, like a catalyst. The second wave within the London Beaks caravan are individuals who further facilitate the anchoring of this catalyst energy into those who have received it, helping them make sense of it, for it will explode their memory from within in a gentle fashion, yet it's swift. The third wave within the London Beaks caravan are the healers, who will work more one-to-one, energetically, sometime hands-on, to help these people let this energy filter into their cores, into their beings, to help them ground it, to help them clean their vessels, clean their bodies, clean their hearts, and clean their minds, to allow pure memory to re-anchor, re-anchoring spirit back into flesh. And then the caravan will move on to different place within the human family. The New York Waves caravan is slightly different. It's more exciting still than this. It's very difficult to describe, and yet I feel it. It's like a multi-dimensional moving experience, somewhat like a museum of memory, only nothing spoken in the sense of teaching. It's like windows, vortices in which you enter, like megaphones that reconnect you with your source. I see it as a stage, but more than physical, with many media elements present, meaning film and special effects. It's very holographic, and it's real. You enter in. Alice in Wonderland, the story, gave a very small glimpse of this. For when you enter in to this performance, so to speak, you enter into your own memory. You enter in it physically. You see, there is no audience in this. You cannot sit outside and watch. You'll see nothing. When you enter into it, you will open up discernment, accelerate your trust, your reunion with the source through your own body, your own source. Within the London Beak, it's fascinating. In this incarnation, in this time, the beings within the London Beak have all resources ready now to act their caravan when they see it, see the blueprint, receive it into their own minds within the meeting in their conclave. They've been seated, much prepared, in this lifetime. Same is true for New York Wave. They have all resources needed. All experience has been gained within this lifetime, set them up, or so to speak, given them platform on which to stand. They have familiarity with what they will be doing in their caravan, and yet it's so much more than they could now conceive or even imagine. Not all the conclaves, meaning waves, will need to have or live or be a caravan. Caravan simply meaning task or purpose which does travel physically and or energetically. Reminder, purpose of the caravans is to create a world of peace, to ease the process of others awakening. For you see, as the conclave process does continue, the balance shifts, more and more people become enlightened while still in body, times not yet for them to fly, for to ascend to other dimensions. And so, you see, there is much transformation in the planetary realm. It is so changed, 'tis not the same as when we were first born here in this lifetime. Not the same at all. Some would have fear at this, for fear exists within familiarity, though well disguised. And when things change, the fear has no shelter, nothing for it to hide behind. The caravans, therefore, meet the fear with calm. For as others on the planet return within their understanding, meaning standing under comprehension, they too will return to calm. You see, calmness is the natural state. When I know something, when I understand it, I am calm. Fear exists in sudden changes. Fear exists when there's no sense of where change is leading. This is why the balance shifts. The conclaves and the caravans shift human souls from the balance of forgetfulness back into light. Therefore, all other souls not yet awakened on the planet will have these souls to reorient to. You see, the sense of lostness will not happen by this process. Do you see now all energy returning back into Dove? There is no energy separate from it, for 'tis humans themselves who become the beacon for other humans. Mind now, 'tis not only humans involved in this, all creatures, all energy, in form and non-form, are enveloped back within ascension, for they all came from the descension. Imagine again creation story, earth taken, one lung to form another human being, 'twas said. Same is true, from the ascension dove all was created within this realm we know as earth and space and time continuum. The caravans, they will continue, not for long in relative terms, for as soon as the conclave process is underway and like dominoes is traveling fast, like fire, grass fire sweeping across the plains, reigniting all the candles. The caravans, they will continue only as long as it is needed to create the calm that supports all souls back into their own conclaves. See, when the inner knowing is alighted, for some to know, 'tis my conclave, 'tis my turn, I must go to another place. There needs be tremendous support in some cases to support them to follow their inner knowing. Some waves will find this easier than others, depends where they do sit within the balance. For some this will be not a problem. Inner knowing, 'twill be so strong, nothing could snuff the candle out. Other waves will have greater challenge. The caravans will support all this. The energy it will build, a golden, golden light, will swell across the earth. It will enfold, encapsulate, nurture, comfort, sustain all life. The London Beat Caravan will not last long, 'twill not be needed. As soon as the conclave process is being passed down, like a flame, a torch being passed to light the other's candles, the next stage of the ascension will begin. You see, the conclave process is an active path of reuniting all the pieces of the puzzle. As each conclave comes together, all the souls within each wave will reunite. All these clusters are connected by the midwife process and the gatekeepers connecting wave to wave to wave. As soon as the dove is well underway in being recreated, the London Beak will begin the process most now know as the ascension. It's like a jet plane. All the fuel has been placed in the jet plane, the luggage in, the food, the people. The pilots now are in their seats. It picks up speed. The speed allows the weight to be transformed to lightness. The beak lifts off and pulls the bird back into flight. As this happens, the beak then pulls via its connectors, its gatekeepers, the second wave. As the second wave is lifted into flight, it then pulls the next four waves within a wave via their gatekeepers into flight, and so on and so forth, until the whole dove is lifted up again. The most oft question asked in this is what then happens to planet Earth? It enfolds inside the dove. Remember now, all energy is contained in this. The greatest challenge to remembering all of what ascension is the conscious mind, is the psyche, is the judgment, the black and white. Drop now down inside your bellies, inside your bodies. You will always find a haven here. There is very long-term memory, long-standing knowing of what this is. All you need to do is go inside again and remember. Go in to lead your memory out. Each of us is like the beak of the ascension dove. Each of us in being in our light, in our own truth, is like the beak of the ascension dove. In being, we are memory. In walking, in our being, we are memory now in motion. Memory in motion is ascension. Imagine this now for a closing. Ascension dove is but one flame. Nothing exists outside that flame except the birth canal, which enfolds back into same ascension dove as it does make its journey up, collecting back inside of it all energy that it did leave behind to mark the path, to mark the path, to mark the path until the day that it was time for it to fly back through the birth canal, back through the birth canal, back through the birth canal, and all the way home. The dove now embraced again within all wholeness. The dove now disembodying itself. The energetic configuration which was the dove no longer needed. All energies which were the dove now free again to be within the realm of wholeness. All space and time dissolved back inside the belly of the dove, or so to speak. All energy which was creation enfolded back into the dove and carried by it back home to Source. We must complete this journey in totality, no pieces lost, none left behind. Simply for the sake of healing. We must know again inside our beings the safety that is nakedness of energy. We must regain our trust. Trust becomes a state of being. No paradox, no antithesis, no other. The ascension journey returns us back to simply is the state of union. All memory shed. No need, no longer to retain it. Arrival back into the womb of home.